We battle through unnecessary traffic in Joburg. Authorities say our traffic light crisis is at the center of a thriving black market dealing in copper, batteries and cash donations. For far too long, motorists have been battling through nightmare traffic jams with untrained vagrants illegally directing cars across Joburg. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Whenever there's a problem with the traffic signals and it's not flashing, you must know that there has been hollowing out of the copper, and of course it's been sold on the black market.
Lesiba Mpia is spokesperson for the Roads and Traffic Department. He says the vagrants, or so-called trafficpreneurs, are not getting involved for altruistic reasons.
We believe that there is a relationship between them directing traffic as well as traffic signals that are not working. It's economies of scale. There's an opportunity for them there to make an extra buck. They are not designated and trained to control traffic. Accidents can happen. So it's quite a dangerous exercise.
And he claims we'll be seeing a clampdown soon.
And they are not allowed. And that is why we have engaged our sister department, the Department of Community and Safety, to assist us in arresting those that are tampering with our traffic signals.
The JRA's Sipu Ntlapu says they recently installed UPS boxes to keep our traffic lights going during power cuts, but criminals stripped those too.
1,400 UPS boxes. If those boxes were filled in with batteries that during power outages or any load shedding, they will help the traffic light to operate for a period of 4 to 5 hours. All those batteries were stolen.
Wayne Duvenage is CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. He points out there's no sense in replacing infrastructure if we can't protect it.
We're all angry and we're frustrated, but we've got to look to the leadership of the city. They have to take this issue into their own hands and fix it and stop making excuses. There's more than enough money in the city of the budget of over 85 billion rand a year. The problem is it's being squandered.
The Transport Department has apologized for the crisis and is promising relief in the coming months. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.